doubtful I'll do that tonight. But let's go to the book of Philippians chapter 2 and start reading with verse number 14. It says, do all things without murmurings and disputings. Everybody say all things. Do all things without murmurings and disputings. I've already stepped on my toes. How about you? You know what a murmur is? It's an indistinct sound that's hard to determine why or where. Have you ever had a car with an annoying noise in it that you couldn't find? Just drives you crazy, doesn't it? I mean, God doesn't like murmuring. Doesn't like murmuring. Amen. God doesn't like disputing. That's arguing contentiously.
Yes.
Just contentious over everything. Nobody does anything to please you. It's not about you. This is not your church.
That's right.
This is His church. Amen. And so, this is something I think tonight that we don't need to read over real quickly. It's something we need to work real hard to apply. Amen. Do all things without murmurings, without disputings. How are we doing? We doing good? Or we got room for improvement? Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. That you may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God. You know, Christians are not supposed to hurt people.
That's right.
We're supposed to be harmless. When people come to church, this ought to be the safest environment they'll ever find. If we hurt people here, and we're not doing the work of God. Shake your head like this. Mm-hmm, that's about right.
That's right.
Now this is not a place. This is supposed to be. That's what it said. Did I read that right?
That's right.
Or did I miss it? That you may be blameless and harmless.
And harmless.
The sons of God without rebuke. In the midst of a crooked and perverse nation. Among whom ye shine as lights in the world. Among whom ye shine as lights in the world. That's our subject tonight. Shine as lights. That's our job, is to shine. Amen. The Lord bless you, and you may be seated. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, the Bible has a lot to say about God, but there are three or four particular things it says God is. One, it says God is one. That's good to know, that God is one. He's not divided. He's just one. Then it says that God is holy. God is separated. God is special. God is set apart. And then it says that God is love. That's what God is. It's not just one of His attributes, but it is His essence. It is His character. It is His nature. God is love. And then it said God is light. God is light. And so all light originates from God. He is the source of light. Amen. And light is something that is omnipresent. It's amazing that light is everywhere. Hallelujah. Have you ever seen pictures from outer space? It looks like it's dark out there, doesn't it? But it's full of light. All light needs is a reflector, because light is reflective. It reveals itself when it finds something that can reflect it. Hallelujah. That's our job. We are to be reflectors of His light. We are to reflect the light of God and the love of God. We are to reflect the character of God. That's what we're here to do. We are His lights in the world. You know, it said, Jesus said, I am the light of the world. And then a little later He said to His disciple, He said, you are the light of the world. Amen. We have no light in ourselves and of ourselves, but His light is what we are to show to the world. Amen. Praise God. And so light is what God wants us to be about. I don't know how you feel, but I like light. I like it. I'm not a fan of darkness. I've been hurt in darkness. I don't know when I'll ever learn. A few nights ago, I was walking through this building, and I was going from there to that door, and I knew there wasn't anything back there but that booth. And so I didn't turn the light on, and I thought, well, surely I know how to get across here without having to go all the way up to the front and turn on the lights. So I started walking across there, and I'm telling you, that booth comes right here. It was a very rude awakening. I was walking a pretty good clip because I just knew how to get across there. Knew that in my way. Wham! Oh, man. Nearly knocked my teeth out. Isn't that stupid? But that's what happens in darkness. You can't see. You don't know what's waiting you in the darkness. These altar benches will wreck a shin bone. They're good altar benches, real good. They're made sturdy. But in the light, you there's no problem. You can see, hopefully get around. But man, I'm telling you, just walking here in the dark, even in church, you can get hurt. Walking in darkness is just not a very smart idea. You cannot determine what something is in the dark. Somebody could, I don't know if you've ever bought anything when you couldn't see it very good, but most of the time that's not a good idea. The worst vehicle that I ever got stuck with is one I bought in the dark. That was the stupidest thing. And I vowed I would never ever do that stupid such a thing again in my life. But I was in a hurry, and it was getting dark. And I was, what is it, Benjamin Franklin said, haste makes waste. Indeed it does. That was the worst car I ever bought in my life, and I'll never do it again. But you can't tell in the dark. You just can't tell what's going on in the dark. You don't know. A diamond and a lump of coal look the same in the dark. You can't tell which is which. You can't determine value in the dark. You just don't know. So darkness is it's deceptive. But God is light. God identifies things as they are. Not as we think they are, not as we may want them to be, but God determines things as they are because He's light. Amen. I like the book of Genesis chapter 1, if you'd go there, Genesis chapter 1, verse number 3. Verse number 5. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. Isn't that marvelous? You know, we just finished the creation seminar, but I can't help it. I got to say that how do you invent light? Where did it come from? If God didn't make it, where did it come from? The only thing that makes sense to me is God said, let there be light. And there was. Amen. And verse 4 says, and God saw the light, that it was good, and God divided the night or the light from the darkness. Divided. Everybody say, divided. Now you can't mix them. They do not mix. As soon as light comes on, it flees. Darkness always yields to light. Light always overpowers darkness. The darkness of a million midnights could not extinguish the light of just one small candle. Light will always defeat darkness. God divided the darkness and the light. And then it said, and God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. God named those two. So he called the light day. He called the darkness night. And he divided them. He separated them. And we find in the word of the Lord at various times God separated darkness and light. You remember when the children of Israel were in Egypt, and they had been in bondage and for 430 years. And the day of deliverance had come, but Pharaoh was very stubborn and kept resisting God's will and God's word, God's command. And the Bible says one of the plagues that came on Egypt was a thick darkness. I don't know just how much darkness you've been in, but some darkness is different than other darkness. There is a darkness that there's more absence of light, and you can't see anything. Carlsbad Caverns is one of those places that once they turn the lights on, you don't see anything. There's no light. None. And so it's a dark place. And the Bible says that there was a thick darkness that came over Egypt. And they couldn't see anything. But at the same time that there was darkness on the Egyptians, there was light in the house of the Israelites. Hallelujah. Isn't that amazing? God said, let me show you how to make a difference here. Amen. And you know what? It's still that way. The Bible said that men love darkness rather than light because their deeds are evil. Have you ever noticed what do they call that at nighttime? It's called night life. You know what night life is? Party time! People that do stuff in the dark, they won't do in the day. There's a mentality that gets a hold of certain people at a certain time. And they'll live contrary to how they'll live at another time. There's something about darkness that causes people. Well, anonymity, whenever people, that's what happens a lot on the internet, when people don't know who anybody else is. And their true character comes out. And they'll get on a chat line with a chat room and they'll say things they wouldn't say any other time. And they allow things to come out. And that has wrecked numerous marriages that I'm aware of. Because they got to saying things that they wouldn't say whenever they knew who they were talking to. So we've got to watch out, folks, for darkness. But he said, we shine as lights. Amen. You know, the darkness will never extinguish the light. The light just shines all the brighter. Hallelujah. Somebody said it's getting bad. Well, the church is getting lighter all the time. Amen. No matter how dark the world gets, the church is still going to be a place of light. Amen. Because God puts light in the church. He said, you are the light of the world. When Israel was crossing the Red Sea, God sent that darkness. And the Egyptians couldn't see. And on the other side, there was complete light. And the Israelites were crossing in light. Amen. You know, when you serve God and know God and are led by God and worship God and seek God, there's just a light. There's a knowledge and a way that's open to you. And you have wisdom. You see things in a different way than other people see things. Amen. Yes, you do. Because there's just a light that's open to you. And that's a wonderful thing. To be able to walk in that kind of light and that kind of manifestation or revelation of God. And you know Him in a greater way than others know Him. But Scripture in Psalm 139 and 12 said, "Yea, the darkness hideth not from thee, but the night shineth as the day. The darkness and the light are alike to thee." You can't hide from God. That's the fallacy of thinking, well, you know, I'll do it in the dark. It's like the little boy said, those Americans, he said, they're really smart. He said, they're gonna go to the moon. And they said, well, you know, they can't go to the moon. They said, if they do, he said, they get out there and they'll burn up. He said, well, they're smart. They're going to go at night. So they won't burn up. Amen. So we're real smart, aren't we? But light and dark are the same to God. You can't hide anything from God in the dark because He's light.
He sees it all.
The Bible said it's the same to Him. He sees right through it. Clearly. And I thank God that He puts that in the child of God as well. You know, when you're a child of God led by the Holy Ghost, you can see through things other people can't see through. You see clearly what other people cannot see. It bothers me sometimes folks say, well, what's wrong with that? You can't see? You don't know? It ought to be really clear what's wrong with certain things. Because of light, it allows us to identify the good things and determine them from the bad things. Amen. So God reveals things with light. Amen. God uses light for guidance. He leads people with light. Amen. Hallelujah. I thank God that the Lord has led us to the light. I like that old, was it the songwriter wrote the song, "I Saw the Light"? I saw the light. No more in darkness, no more in night. Now I'm so happy, amen. No sorrow in sight. Praise the Lord. I saw the light. Amen. Praise God. So God uses light to guide His people. John 1 verse 4 and verse 5, it said, "And in Him," that is Jesus, "was life. And the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehendeth it not." There are people that cannot see truth and cannot understand righteousness because they choose to dwell in darkness. As a matter of fact, the book of Romans says that whenever they knew God but refused to worship Him as God, it said their foolish heart was darkened. And professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. And they made images like unto the creation. And they worshipped their creation. Amen. That is darkness. That is foolishness. To me, I cannot imagine how somebody can fashion some symbol out of a stone and then they can worship that as their God. And say, "This thing is my God." Well, you made it. It should be worshiping you. But it doesn't have any ability because it has no life. But the Bible says that in Him was life. And the life was the light of men. So when that life, Holy Ghost, comes into you, light comes into you. Understanding comes into you. Wisdom comes into your life. Righteousness comes into your life. Amen. Because light comes from Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. John 8 and 12, as I quoted earlier, Jesus spake again, saying, "I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life." Amen. Folks, I'm not trying to be braggadocious tonight, nor boastful, nor proud, but thank God for the light. Amen. Thank God for the light. Amen. That as a Christian, when you have the light, you can see things that are bad for you, and bad for your family, and bad for others. Amen. It's revealed. You understand. You see clearly. Amen. And yet others are saying, well, what's wrong with this? What's wrong with that? And cannot see. And cannot see. Because they have no light. What a beautiful verse, Proverbs 4:18. It said, but the path of the just is as the shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. Hallelujah. Path of the righteous. Path of the just. He said it's a shining light. And then it just gets brighter and brighter until it turns into the perfect day. Hallelujah. Amen. I've always loved 1 John, one of my favorites. 1 John chapter 1, verse 5 to verse 7. And then this is the message which we've heard of him and declare unto you that God is light. And in him is no darkness at all. And if we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanseth us continually from all sin. Hallelujah. Praise God. Isn't that beautiful? Amen. If you're going to walk with Jesus, you're going to walk in light. You're going to walk in light. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. You know, we're not just trying out of stubbornness or pride to be superior, but I'm just telling you tonight, if you walk with Jesus, you walk in light. And there are some other gods that are just not light. They're darkness. Amen. So, we walk in light because we walk with him and we have fellowship one with another. Hallelujah. Amen. And the Bible said there's a cleansing that goes on constantly as we walk with Jesus in the light. What a wonderful, marvelous light that we have to walk in as he leads us and he guides us day by day. Amen. Light is a warning. Along the coast, and when there were a lot of ships and days gone by, there were those lighthouses. If you've ever visited the coastal region, perhaps you've seen lighthouses. We used to have one we would visit on Padre Island, South Texas, and see those lighthouses. And I love lighthouses. I got a bunch of them in my office because there's something about a lighthouse. It's attractive. Hallelujah. And it stands out there, and it's a light, you know, because they're out there and they can't see. They're looking for light, but if they can just see a light, they can just see a light, then they know where the shore is, they know where the land is. Amen. It gives them some direction, gives them some guidance, and if it's a rocky shoal, it gives them some warning. Don't get too close here. Amen. We used to sing a song Rusty Goodman wrote, The Lighthouse. Beautiful song. Amen. And so lighthouses are, they're about warning. They're about sending out a signal that there's danger here. Amen. And light is still does that. Amen. Children of the light, we have an obligation to warn people. And we will warn people. Be careful. Amen. Watch it over there. Watch what you're doing. Watch where you're going there. That's not a good thing. There's danger there. There's death there. Amen. We would not be responsible if we stopped and quit warning people. Amen. We still have to send out the warning that there is a hell to shun and a heaven to gain. We can never lose that message. Amen. And in the world that demands that we make Jesus Christ just another man, we can't do that. that says all gods are the same when we believe that there's just one God and His name is Jesus. There's one Savior and His name is Jesus. He said, if you believe not that I am He, you shall die in your sins. Amen. So we still send out warning tonight. It's what we are called to do and what God has called us to do. John chapter 3 verse 19. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world and men love darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. I don't want to hide from light. Amen. I don't want to cover things up in my life and just say, well, you know, if I don't see it, then everything must be all right. I heard years ago about a little lady that would read the Bible, and she'd read something that would convict her, and she would slam it shut and quit reading. She'd say, little known, little required. Too late. Too late. You've already been convicted. You've already seen the light. Amen. Amen. Isn't it amazing that one of the first things people say is, don't you judge me. You have no reason to judge me. You have no right to judge me. Well, you've already judged yourself. And now you're judging me. Huh?
Right.
And now you're judging me.
That's exactly right.
Amen. In other words, let me stay in the darkness.
Yeah.
Don't show me any light. Because my deeds, I don't want them revealed. But you know what? They will be. Amen. Scientists say, and I believe it's true, that everything that you've ever seen or heard or tasted or thought, it's all up here recorded in this brain in your head. That's why it's hard to remember things when you get old, because it's so full. It's just full of stuff. Amen. I know my computer, when the memory gets full, it slows down. I think that's what's wrong. You just slow down. Sounds good anyway, doesn't it? but it's all there. And I believe that when we stand before the judgment seat of Christ or the judgment seat of God, whichever, that there's not going to be any denying anything. If you want to argue with God, all He's got to do is just touch a little spot and there it is. You'll see it again. You'll hear it again. It'll be there. And it'll be there through eternity. Amen. We still have a job as light to warn and send out a message to let people know. Amen. John 11 and 10 said, but if a man walk in the night, he stumbleth because there's no light in him. Amen. And how true that is. Amen. It's scary to walk in the dark. Amen. I heard of a guy that was walking across a graveyard. It was dark. It was stormy. It was raining. The ground was muddy and wet. And he was walking along and he couldn't see a hole that had been dug. And he slipped into the grave. And it was cold and clay and he couldn't get out. He was clawing and screaming and hollering. He couldn't get out until he was exhausted and finally slumped down. And he said, I guess I'll just wait here till the morning. About that time, somebody else had slipped in and said, you can't get out of here. But he did. All he needed was a little inspiration. Just a little motivation. But it's dangerous to walk in the dark. Amen. You'll get in a lot of trouble in the dark. Amen. Stay in the light. I used to work youth camps when I was younger for about 20 years. And we tried to keep the young people in the light. Because those that wanted to get in the dark, or want to do something that wasn't legal to do. So we made sure they stayed in the light. Amen. It just there's something about the light that is good. Good. It's wholesome. It's healthy. Amen. It's the darkness. So he said, shine as lights. Shine as lights. Amen. You know, you do that. You don't have to preach to people all the time with words. Amen. Just being a Christian, you're going to shine. You're going to stand out. Brother Neil was saying tonight that, you know, our ladies, because of their dress and their standard of righteousness, the way they dress and the things they do and don't do, they stand out. Amen. But you know what? A man will too. Amen. And it won't so much maybe be the way he dresses himself, but it'll just be his character. It'll be the things that he won't do, the things he won't say, the places he won't go. There's a dignity and there's a wisdom about a man of God that stands out. And people just say, something different about you. Well, it's because I'm walking in light. I know where I'm going. I know what I believe. I know by the grace of God who I am and what I am and my purpose in life. And light does all of that. Amen. Did you know that light is a weapon? You know what a laser is? It's just light that's amplified. You can amplify light to the place that it'll cut through steel. It'll cut it like a sharp knife through hot butter. It'll just cut through. And yet, you can take the same laser and you can go inside of a human body and focus on one particular cell or one particular area, and you can get rid of something and burn something that's bad without damaging anything else. Light can be focused. Now, if light is, we have what we call floodlights. A floodlight is not it's not very bright, and it's not very, it doesn't get hot as hot, and because it's diffused. It's shallow. Its job is to illuminate a large place. But the more you focus light, the brighter and the more powerful and the hotter it becomes. And so when you can focus light to the point, they have been working for years on laser weapons. Right now we have laser-guided weapons that, you know, they go and they send the laser out and they lock on a target, because light goes in a straight line, doesn't it? And so then they fire the weapon, and it follows that laser directly to where whatever that laser lights, that's what's going to be destroyed. So lasers can be weapons, or light can be a weapon. Did you know that the Bible says in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 that when Jesus comes back, he's going to destroy the devil and the Antichrist? The Bible said, with the brightness of his coming. Hallelujah. Glory. The Bible says, every eye shall see him, because he's light. He's bright. He's brilliant. Amen. He's powerful. And all of the world will behold Jesus when he comes again in the light of glory. There's a man by the name of Tom Baudet. Anybody ever heard of Tom Baudet? If you've heard of Tom Baudet, you know what he's famous for. He advertises Motel 6. And his favorite line and his famous line is, we'll leave the light on for you. There's something about a light that is welcoming. Isn't it? That song that Dottie Rambo wrote years ago, is that the lights of home I see. Amen. It's just something, I don't know, when you turn down the road and you see the lights of home, It just, there's something welcoming about light. And when you go to a house and all the lights are out, and it's kind of dark and foreboding, and the first thing you think is anybody home? Amen. But if you see a place and it's ablaze with light, it's warm and it's welcoming. Amen. And it just says, come on in. Amen. I love the book of Isaiah, chapter 9, verse 2. It said, the people that walked in darkness have seen a great light. Hallelujah. They that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them hath the light shined. Anybody remember when you were walking in darkness and you saw that beautiful light? Hallelujah. And that light shine on you. Amen. Praise God. The book of 1 Peter, I believe it is, said that he talks about his marvelous light. His marvelous light. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. And James says it this way very beautifully. It said, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights. Amen. In whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. You know, he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Everything you know changes. Everything. This earth is changing. They say the sun is burning out. You don't have to worry. It's got a little light left, but it is burning out. Amen. The earth, as we learned in the seminar, you know, it's not constant like we think it is. It varies. It has varied on its axis. The length of days varies. The stars vary. Everything varies a little bit. And see, that's what's wrong with a lot of evolution is they base it on things that are constantly changing. Things that are not steadfast. Matter of fact, these two terms here, variableness and shadow, both of them are astronomical terms that have to do with the fact that even the heavens change. They seem to be steadfast. They seem to never change. Anybody ever seen a shooting star? It changed, didn't it? It's burning out. So even the heavens, as steadfast as they seem, but they change. Mountains change. Rivers change. Have you ever been down to South Texas? The Rio Grande cannot make up its mind. That valley is full of resacas. That's paths where the river used to flow. But don't go there anymore. Change its mind. Went somewhere else. Amen. The border between Texas and Mexico is always changing because that river changes from time to time. And so we have variableness, but God is constant. He never changes. He's the same every day. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad He's the same? I'm glad God doesn't throw temper tantrums. Amen. I'm glad God don't get in a mood. I'm not going to ask anybody to raise their hand, but did you ever know anybody that just got in a mood? I don't want to talk to nobody. Amen. Help us, Lord. Amen. I thank God He never gets in a mood. He's always the same. He's always the same. He's mature. He's never immature. Amen. He's not so focused on His feelings that He forgets about you and me. He never focuses so much on Himself and He forgets His children. What a good God we serve tonight. What a good God. He's light. Hallelujah. Amen. And then one of my favorite verses in the entire book of Revelation, chapter 21 and verse number 23. It said in the city, talking about the New Jerusalem, had no need of the sun, neither of the moon to shine in it, For the glory of God did lighten it. And the Lamb is the light thereof. Hallelujah. In that city where the Lamb is the light. In that city where there cometh no night. I have a mansion over there, and when free from toil and care, I'm going where the Lamb is light. Hallelujah. Hey folks, it won't be long. He said, I go to prepare a place. Now he didn't say it, but he could have, and I'll leave the light on for you. Amen. It won't be long. You'll know when you're getting close, because you'll see the light. Let's stand together tonight. He said, shine as lights. Shine as lights. Matthew chapter 5, verse 14. Jesus said, remember he said, I am the light of the world. But Matthew 5, 14, he said, ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Have you ever seen a city with lights on a hill? I don't know if you've traveled much in West Texas. It's deceptive. Because you see some lights and you think we're almost there. And 35 miles later you say we're almost there. And 15 miles later you say we're almost there. Because you can see lights a long way off. Because nothing's in your way. And you can see the light from a long way off. Amen. Jesus said you're like a light that's set on a hill. It's there for people to see. You can't hide it, nor should you. And then in the 16th verse, he said, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works. Everybody say, good works. That they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Our main job here on earth is to live our life in such a way that people can see good works in our life. Help us, God. Help us. Help us not to be so influenced by the world that we excuse ourselves and become less than you intend us to be. Help us not to adopt our attitudes from the world, but help us to get our attitudes from you. Help us, God, not to get our spirit from the world, but help us to get our spirit from you. Help us not to get our language from the world, but help us to get our language from you. Help us to emulate Jesus Christ. Amen. Help us, God, to be peacemakers where there's so much strife, so much trouble. Help us to be pure, God, in a world that is stained and full of sin. Amen. Praise God. Oh, yes. I want to be like Jesus. I need to be like Jesus. Amen. I'm not there yet, but I don't ever want to make excuses and quit trying. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I don't ever want to make excuses and just quit trying. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Be a light. Be a light. Be a light. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Let's ask the Lord to help us tonight to be a good witness. Amen. Brother Neil talked about it tonight. If you open yourself and make yourself available, God will use you. Yes, He will. You'll find people. He'll lead people to you just so that you can talk to them. Tell them about Jesus. Amen. Be a light. Be a light. Let your light shine. Amen. So that every man, all men can see Jesus Christ in us. If that's the lights of home, it's a welcome sign to me. Yes, it is. Is that the light of home I see? Is that
do I feel
the breeze,
oh,
from the crystal sea? Is that the Lord standing high on heaven's balcony?
If that's the light of home,
it's a welcome sight to me. Lord. Amen.
Do
lead us.
I feel a breeze?
It's dark down here. Amen. Thank you for the light. Help us not to sell out. Help us not to give in. Help us not to give up. Help us to understand. Yes, this is light. This is light. This is light. This is life. Amen. It's important that we understand that tonight.
It's a welcome
praise God.
To me. Is that the
Paul wrote to the church and he said, be not conformed to this world. I like the way that Moffat translated that verse in his translation. He said, don't let the world squeeze you into its mold. And that's what we're going through right now, folks. There's pressure to try to squeeze you into a particular mold. Amen. And a lot of folks are falling for it. It's going to separate the children of God, the children of light, and the children of darkness. It's coming. Matter of fact, it's already here. I don't know if you feel that. Amen. But if you listen to a news report or read a newspaper, amen. We're living in, it's in an interesting, in the North America, United States of America, people are saying that don't say Christmas anymore. Don't say that. Don't use that word. Say happy holidays. Amen. Don't mention Christ in any fashion. Anyway, years ago, I remember the first time I saw it. It just hit me right here. First time I ever saw Xmas. It went wham right here. I thought, why would you X him out? If you want to cut something off, cut off the mass. Leave Jesus. It's his birthday. Amen. Or so we say. Praise God. But that's our world. It's trying to squeeze us into the mold. Just make every day like in every religion the same, every God the same. Take away his power. Have a form of godliness, but deny the power of it. Amen. Well, it just won't work. Amen. It just won't work. Be a light. And you'll stand out. That's all right. That's what you're supposed to do. And that's who you're supposed to be. Amen. Don't you thank God for the light tonight? Aren't you so thankful that you can see clearly? I'm so thankful. Thank you for truth, Jesus. Thank you for truth. Thank you for righteousness. thank you for purity. Thank you for light. I thank you tonight. It's real. It's genuine. I don't want to deny it. I want to walk in it. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Let's lift our hands one more time to the light, the Father of lights, Bible said. Amen. Just give him thanks. Hallelujah. Jesus, I'm so thankful. Please help me. Amen. Help me never to reject light. Help me never to turn away from light. Amen. No matter what you say, no matter what you reveal, help me to walk in it. Praise God. Because if I begin to deny it, I'm in trouble. I want to walk in the light as you are in the light, so that we can have fellowship, and that you will continually cleanse me from all of my sins. Thank you. I praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. The Lord bless you. Remember the banquet. Please be here and bring somebody with you. It's a great time for family and friends to get together. Amen. We'll be gathering and having a great time. So you just come and we'll enjoy that very much. Amen. God bless you. Greet one another in the name of the Lord.